Thank you, John. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you this morning. What a difference a week makes. Yeah, we had, you know, for the last several months, been working very, very hard all across the state, meeting with Oregon voters, raising money, all prepared to defeat the incumbent commissioner for the Bureau of Labor and Industries on the May primary election. And I believe that the powers of the establishment, the powers that be and that control this state saw one of their own was in jeopardy and found an excuse to move the election from May to November. And because of the way that the Secretary of State handled that particular situation, as shall we say, she ran the clock out on us and ultimately forced me to take her to court. And again, because of the clock and the fact that we want our servicemen and women to get those ballots in a timely fashion, the judge looked at the case not on the facts of the law. Let me just remind you, not on the facts of the law. The judge did not rule whether the Secretary of State did what she did lawfully, but basically said, well, she's printing ballots already, and you can't prove, Senator Starr, that being on the November ballot is any real different than being on the May ballot. And for that reason, it will let the situation stand. So it creates a unique situation. I expected to be here this morning, encouraging your help and support in the May primary election. Instead, I'm standing in front of you this morning for your help and support for a November election.
Yeah. Yeah.
That agency is absolutely biased in favor of the employee, and you as an employer have to lawyer up for tens of thousands of dollars potentially to defend yourself against a claim. There is no balance in the agency today. That agency also oversees the prevailing wage deficit in our state. And if you're a taxpayer and care about how your public dollars are spent, when any city, county, school district, water district, state of Oregon spends a dollar on a construction project or a capital project, you should care who's managing that office, because today it is managed in a way to the great advantage, I would suggest, of the labor side of the equation. Prevailing wage rates in this state today are completely out of whack with what is the market rate. There is a way that the labor commissioner can, without going to the governor and asking permission, without going to the legislature and asking permission, to bring those prevailing wage rates more in line with the market rate, and ultimately save every taxpayer in the state of Oregon dollars.
Yeah.
And as I traveled from one end of the state to the other in the last 3 months or so, time and time again, I'm meeting with small businessmen and women who have had to interact with this particular agency. And it is clearly today the Bureau of Labor. There's no question about that. I intend to bring balance, transparency, and accountability to an agency, a statewide elected official that will have a different perspective on how the world ought to look. Every statewide elected official we have in office today believes that higher taxes are the way to go, and that more regulation is the way to address any problem that exists. And I would just say that having a statewide elected official with a slightly different perspective, actually a significantly different perspective on how those things ought to look, is important. And while this isn't, you know, what you call a tier one, perhaps, statewide elected office, I would have the ability to advocate with my former colleagues in the legislature for growth policies that would help grow jobs and help to grow our economy in a way that would build Oregon, the kind of Oregon I hope for. Over the next few weeks, we will be reworking our campaign. Question about that. We had focused all of our efforts on May. It is a significant change to look at a longer addition to this particular office that will be voted on in November, there's another really important office that will be voted on in November. And I don't see Newt Mueller here, but he is Oregon's next Secretary of State.